USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States is committed to fighting global warming. Speaking at the United Nations COP27 summit in Egypt on Friday, Biden said new spending on clean energy initiatives will help ensure the United States hits its goal by 2030. In close election races, ballots continue to be counted, and some in Washington, D.C. are not happy.
With the way Nevada and Arizona are conducting their elections, the delays in announcing winners does not put faith in their election procedures. It's not fair to the candidates and the American voters when states with three times the voters finishes before sparsely populated states. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News expresses his dissatisfaction on Friday.
These states need to take a hard look at their election laws, just like Florida did 20 years ago. You know, after the 2000 presidential election, I think many leaders in Florida were embarrassed about what had happened. Democrats and Republicans together came together and they reformed their electoral system so you would have an efficient system that is confidence-inspiring and gets results promptly.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Federal Trade Commission is keeping a close eye on Twitter's moves under new owner Elon Musk. An FTC spokesman saying the agency could hold the company to specific security and privacy standards under a recent settlement. NASA is assessing damages to the Artemis 1 moon rocket in Florida. The agency saying it found minor damage to the rocket after Nicole hit Cape Canaveral as a Category 1 hurricane. Peak winds reached 82 miles per hour, which is 3 below the maximum gust NASA said the rocket could withstand. The agency didn't roll back the equipment ahead of the storm. The next launch attempt for the Artemis 1 mission is scheduled for early Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Vice President Kamala Harris is honoring service members at Arlington National Cemetery. In a Veterans Day speech, Harris paid homage to those who served in uniform at home and overseas to defend the country's most sacred values.
On Veterans Day, we celebrate the generations of Americans who fought to make that promise real.
She added, Veterans Day is about coming together to express our profound gratitude. Iranian protesters refuse to back down.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Former baseball star Pete Rose is asking MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to let him into the Hall of Fame. In a letter to Manfred, Rose said he has apologized many times for betting on baseball games while managing the Cincinnati Reds. This comes as a committee created by the league is considering 8 names to be inducted into the Hall who weren't voted in by the writers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.